I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Planning Commission to order. Mr. Sumwalt, will you please take the roll?
Commissioner McDoug?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley is excused. City Attorney Wasilowski?
Yes, he's excused.
Mayor Taylor? Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
And Alderman Skaronski?
Maybe.
Okay, please rise during the vote.
Yeah, Commissioner one. Fowler as well.
He's got Bermuda shorts on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's casual life.
You know, it's all the camaraderie here.
Pretend you're in California. Okay, we have for us the approval of the minutes of regular meeting of Thursday, July 21st, 2011.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item three, public hearings and business items. I believe this item is returning to us tonight. Mr. Fuchs?
Yes, this item was tabled at the previous Plan Commission meeting for staff to research the legality of the applicant's existing U-Haul operations at 8833 South 27th Street. Staff did review the matter and found that no use permits were issued for a truck rental company at that site. The truck rental has been operating out of that site for approximately 15 years. The property itself is at several different zoning districts throughout the year, which only the B4 district zoning between 1998 and 2005 allowed truck rental. It allowed it as a special use. However, staff did not find a special use permit was ever issued. So staff has determined the U-Haul use was never lawfully established and is currently an illegal use at the site. The application is for the text amendment to add SIC code 7513 as a special use in the B4. Staff is still recommending denial of the text amendment. We believe it is inconsistent with the B4 zoning district and the 27th Street corridor.
All right. City Attorney, do you have any comments on this matter?
Only that I looked at it independently, and I actually went line by line through permitted uses in the applicable code back in approximately 1996 that would have applied when this use was initiated, and the closest I could come to a description of the use which would approximate this use was a cab stand. So there were no permitted uses specified or special uses specified back in 96, 97, 98, which specifically allowed truck leasing. The only way a special use might have been granted would have been under an other, which is an undesignated use similar to a permitted use, but I don't know that this was similar to a permitted use. We listened staff-wise to the Plan Commission comments last time, so frankly took that extra step looking for a way to somehow make this work. Definitely wasn't there on illegal non-conforming use. I've been around a while, so I recalled a 1972 Wisconsin Supreme Court case under the name of Garavac that had a little bit of a separate category outside of a pure legal non-conforming use vested rights, but I looked at that, and even in that case, while there was no zoning permission for it, there was no zoning code whatsoever at the time, and the Supreme Court said, mentioned that specifically, so use was started when the City of Franklin was a township, and there was no applicable zoning regulation at the time, and then 20-some years later, after the adoption of the zoning code and the town becoming a city, action was brought to discontinue it, and the Supreme Court said, no, this use will continue. The Supreme Court did note, well, there's been no enforcement for a while, but the Supreme Court also stated there was no zoning requirement with regard to land use at the time this was established, so we're not going to bar that use here. You did have a code, in effect, that prescribed all the permitted and special uses, and truck leasing was not one of them. So I even looked for what some people might refer to as a loophole in land use law, and that didn't work. We also looked at accessory use potential. Is this possibly an accessory use to a hardware store, you know, being the principal use? And in general, planners will say, I don't think so. We looked at it in terms of, I think there have been three different zoning district designations, so the property was rezoned three times. It has been there, as I understand it, approximately 15 years. We tried to distinguish it on that basis and somehow come up with a unique situation. But the problem is, on further review, and including speaking about the subject matter at a development review team meeting, we heard from building inspector and the fire inspector that the hardware store is no longer operating there. So it can't be accessory to something that doesn't exist. So we found no way to make this a legal use.
Any comments, questions?
I do. Mm-hmm. Prior to the meeting here, I stopped over, took a look at the site, I have some pictures where it says store closing. I did talk to a gentleman there tonight also. He was in the back, kind of hosing on the driveway. And he mentioned to me that the store is closing and the only thing they're going to keep is the small engine repair. And that didn't look like it was too lively. That was for the gentleman that was there occupying the building at the time. So the store is closed.
Is closed at
yes.
Mr. Ritter and then Mr. Fowler.
Was my understanding, the comment was made, I think, in the last meeting, that there was a this has come to some extent because of a complaint that was filed, or would it be pertinent to ask what the nature of the complaint was? Or
that is correct. It was for complaint of the truck parking, the use on the site.
As I understand, we just talked, actually I've had almost as much conversation about this as we did with Northwestern Mutual. Because we were trying to find ways to, at least I was, trying to find ways to say yes to this project. As I understand it, a anonymous complaint was filed regarding this, saying that the use is inappropriate for U-Haul vehicles to be down there and to be attached to the, quote, hardware store or whatever building was there. The applicant was informed of that. The staff of the city informed them of different options that were available to them. One could be to request a text amendment change. However, the staff also had to tell them that if, in fact, they did file an application, the staff more than likely would recommend denial of the project because of number of reasons. So really the thing that gave life to this entire matter was a singular complaint filed by an anonymous party, which is the policy of the city. And in some respects, I think that, I don't favor text amendments to the Unified Development Ordinance unless they're like really, really necessary. But I think you've got two separate issues. You've got the singular complaint, which should be dealt with over here, and then you have the request from the applicant for a text amendment change that the staff is recommending denial of. There may be some things in the complaint procedure, something that could be done. I don't know. I mean, it's you have to have the staff take a look at that. But as far as a text amendment change to that would affect all of South 27th Street, I would not be in favor of that. Mr. Fowler?
Just one question. It seems that staff said this could move forward as a special use. Does that still require a text amendment, or is that not possible?
That would require this is to add this use as a special use. So the second step, only if this were to be approved, would be the applicant applying for a special use.
So we still have to do the text amendment to the, which would open up all of 27th. I'm trying to think of a way of doing this as a singular event that does not impact all of 27th Street. Is there a way that we can do that?
Well, you do have a singular complaint that is not really in front of us, that the staff of the city handles frequently, all types of different complaints. Maybe, and it's like a very, very large maybe, that something could be looked at or examined by the staff. I'm making no promises at all because city attorney has spent a considerable amount of time on this, so has the staff. But and we've really tried to do whatever we can to try and keep this moving forward. But at the same time, we don't want to undo a 6-mile corridor of Franklin that is supposed to be for high-end development. So I guess the simple answer to that is there is still the complaint, right? That's out there. So, I mean, my suggestion would be to deny the text amendment change and then maybe to take a look at how the complaint. I don't know what's really in the complaint, nor do I know who filed it. And said the staff or the policy of the city is they are to remain anonymous. Mr. Rick?
Just again, focus on the complaint a little bit, if I could. If we were to find a way to make this business legal in this spot, is the complaint something that we could, was it lights, was it noise, is it something we could address through buffering, is it something that we could do something to try to address, to address the concern, even if we could find a way, or is there just...
I don't think the complaint is properly before the plan commission. Complaints are handled by a different procedure. What's really in front of you is a request for a text amendment change. That's what, as I see it. Which would affect all of 27th Street.
Yes, it would. There's nothing wrong with this business. It's a good business. It would be nice if we could find some other place for it. My concern about this would be, and Alderman Skronsky at the last meeting made some good points. If you look at the map that has the zoning districts and you see the size of some of those parcels, my reluctance is there's been so many years of good cooperation with Oak Creek to get where we have gotten on the 27th Street corridor plan. I would be reluctant to do anything, but at times in the past, this commission has referred there. Is there still a joint Oak Creek Franklin work group on 27th?
Well, I just met with the mayor of Oak Creek and asked the executive director of the CDA to set up an appointment to reconvene the meeting, so the answer is yes.
I know at times we have referred this to a 27th Street group for their input on does a certain application meet the 27th Street corridor standards, that sort of thing. I would agree that, in my view, this does not. But again, the economy is what it is. If Oak Creek would agree to a temporary, cessation of the 27th Street corridor standards for a period of time, perhaps I'd feel a little bit better about doing it that way. But under the circumstances, things being what they are at this point, I guess my view would be that no, this isn't where we want to go with 27th Street and why I would hate to lose this business. It would be good if we could find another place for it because they do provide a valuable service to the community. And it is a viable business. They have, a presence in many communities across the country. So, but this just doesn't seem to be the place for it.
Anyone else wishing to comment? City attorney did go into, I think, researching Supreme Court decisions. I think he spent about 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday looking at all this stuff. And why is he doing that? Because, you heard me at the last meeting going, I can't believe we've got a business in there for all these years, and they've been a good business. But I guess the law is the law is probably the simplest way to say it. And once you start to depart from a portion of it, you're on a slippery slope. So with that, I would recommend a motion to recommend denial of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification, Title Number 7513, Truck Rental and Leasing, No Drivers, to allow for such use as a special use in the B4 South 27th Street Mixed-Use Commercial District. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only to add that the singular complaint is still out there, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I just think it's a shame.
Yep. I think we all are same mindset on it. All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the Crown Group, Inc., parcel division number into 2 lots with 0-foot lot line setbacks within planned development district number 16.
The applicant in this case is proposing a 2-lot certified survey map. The CSM will create a lot for the existing Office Max building and a separate lot for the future retail expansion to the north. In addition, because the property line will go through or between the Office Max building and the future retail and go through parking, the applicant has also applied for a planned development district amendment to allow for 0-foot building and parking setbacks for interior lot lines for lots 1 and 2, as shown on the proposed CSM. The applicant has indicated the divisions for financial reasons. Staff is recommending approval of the certified survey map and the planned development district amendment as a minor amendment.
Mr. City Attorney?
Only that I received some recommended, what I'll call technical revisions from counsel for the Crown Group, primarily deleting the references in the ordinance and resolution to the Crown Group, and also deleting the standard any easement shown on the survey, certified survey map, which is required, shall be accompanied by a separate document. I'll confirm with staff that there are no easement requirements beyond that world famous easement that wasn't approved a few years ago.
The global.
Yeah. And so the recommendation on each of the motions, if there's a motion to approve, would be subject to technical revisions, but I'm seeing Mr. Fuchs raising his hand on that easement comment.
There is a conservation easement. The applicant has submitted the written document and the exhibit. So there is one easement on the CSM that yet has the...
All right, is there anyone else wishing to speak? Alderman Solomon, do you wish us to suspend the regular order of business?
Yes, please.
Could you please...
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to suspend the regular order of business to allow Alderman Solomon to speak. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. You are the alderman for the district.
Correct. And that's what this, we have done this in the past. This is not new, especially in my district, because we just did the same thing with Linden Village for Target and the Baltimore Centers. So this fits that same time. So I'm in favor of this, and I hope you can move it forward.
All right. Is there a motion to go back to regular order of business?
So moved.
Seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Any further questions on this issue?
Not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just the conservation easement is that wetland in the back?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's going to remain?
Yes.
All right. Is there a motion determining the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0421 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 16, subject to technical revision?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. And is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 2-lot certified survey map being a division of parcel 2 of certified survey map number 7170 being a part of the northeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter of section 9, township 5 north, range 21 east, in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, subject to technical revisions?
So second.
Moved, seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you for that easement, too.
You're welcome.
Status, Mayoral Ad Hoc Development Process Review Committee. Only one thing to report, and that's that Scott Matthey from the Metropolitan Builders Association, who appeared before that committee, got back to me with saying that if you were going to look at two unified development ordinances, should maybe look at Hartford and Pewaukee. And gave me the name of the individual contact, but I've been pretty busy doing like redistricting things, so I haven't got back to them. But that was pretty much it. I think the other thing that came out of that is that the overall perception of Franklin being more business friendly has changed, and probably have a ways to go. But there's it's going to be some nice, I think, developments coming in shortly. That I think down on 27th Street, we've already had the expansion of Walmart and got them to meet the 27th Street corridor standards. For those of you that don't know, Dunham Sports is going into the Jewel Osco along with the health fitness. There is some activity over on 31st and Rawson. There might be some activity closer to where the new Walgreens is going on, and then maybe some activity in the business park. So things are getting a little, well, quite a bit busier than they were last year, I can tell you that. And I think a part of it may have to do with just trying to make Franklin more business friendly.
It's all commercial.
In apparently with the new UDO that they're talking about, is it a new UDO that you look at if you walk in Hartford and look as a model for referencing back to what John showed us, was that two meetings ago? Some of that interesting information, I would hope that we could in some way incorporate some of those guiding principles, guidelines, whatever you'd like to say, into the UDO so we can actually, from a fact base, looking at the generated dollars from the tax revenue that you get from different kinds of development, think in a long-term plan for the city, how we could benefit the city by looking at those different types of development instead of what we've got. I don't know how that could be done. Maybe speaking outside of school, but it might be nice to have some kind of guidance like that. I don't know how you would do that, how you could put that. But those kinds of, that kind of information, I think, would be very useful before we go right there.
Anything to say, Mr. Ritter?
I'm all in favor of more and better information to shape public discussion and public decision making. No question about that. The problem is there's a lot of development that produces more tax dollars. What we, in my view, over the years have been short on is accurate measures of the impact of development. I think there's, and that I think, yeah. It's maybe kind of easier, you know, to get comparative information on property values and how much tax dollars that might generate. I think what we need to be concerned, though, about is what sort of public sector costs would be, you know, likely, or how would public sector costs be impacted. And so I'm supportive, like I say, I'm always supportive of more and better information to help shape public decisions, but I'd be more in favor of some sort of, you know, source of accurate information on the impact on public sector expenses from different types of development, so that we would have a better basis for comparison.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Well, I'm not saying there are.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think both are desperately needed in any decision making for the long term stability of the finances for the city of Franklin. I think our idea that we can grow out of our current financial situation is flawed. I believe we need to think about it harder and be smarter. And I think you're correct. We need to look at what those public expenditures will be, but also we need to think about the type of development that comes in and how we get in the bang for the dollar. If we invest in a TIF, if we invest in a bid, is it the wise thing to do? And can we get a maximum amount of production out of that with the public expenditure and with the type of development we want to see coming? And I agree with that completely.
I think my phone bill is probably going to go way over because Mr. Micklick and I talked for about 2.5 hours yesterday or something.
It seemed like 5 minutes.
But we covered about, we solved all the problems in the world.
And but we talked about all the things that you're talking about, and you know, just one of the many things that I talked about is, you know, we say Franklin, and then we say Oak Creek, and we say Glendale and St. Francis, and we never take into consideration, I guess, and I mean the general population. Like Greenfield is 11 square miles, and it's got 38,000 people in it. And St. Francis is about this big. It has about 7,000 people. But it's, you know, their cities and their villages, and so we group them all together. And then you have Franklin, that's 15 St. Francis. So, you know, maybe instead of trying to, when we think about these things, instead of putting, you know, trying to fit it all in one box, I mean, we really have like five cities in Franklin. And I think you've got, you know, urban portions or urban portions. Eventually, there's probably going to be Franklin East, Franklin Central, Franklin West high schools. It's hard to imagine, but that's probably what's going to happen. Different districts and St. Martin's high school.
Just don't ask me to be on the referendum.
So, I guess, you know, there's many things that Mr. Miklik has brought to our attention that I think are very good fits. I think one of the best ways to look at these things is, you know, we have a lot of land. We're probably going to have a lot of development in the newer parts. When you're starting to do that, do it right, and do it the way that the people want. And then we have urban sections of the city along 27th Street. 76 and Ross and Crossroads, and so the smart streets? I've never heard of this word.
Complete streets.
They do complete streets. I think that's the way we should look at it. Instead of trying to put everything under one umbrella, you know, you've got City of Milwaukee that's got the historic Third Ward, and it's got the St. Mary's area. And I was telling John, I was like going wild over, and I came back from Whitefish Bay, the meeting out there. I came down Oakland Avenue and I went by all of the new development that's around Oakland Capitol. My God, beautiful. Absolutely. They turned that entire area around. But Milwaukee also has Northridge and Capitol Courts, River West. So that, you don't put everything in one under one roof. You know, planning. Maybe we should start looking at planning that section and this section and this section.
That's what they did in the city. I mean, the city has different planning, master plans for each of those different sections.
Yeah. You know, it's also conceivable that the urban section of the city may yet to have been developed. A Bayshore, let's say Bayshore went on 76th and then Ryan left. No House of Correction. I'm just talking on the top of my head. All right, well, that's bingo. Overnight, that's your urban section of the city. So yeah, did you want to say anything? I think you got about three words in yesterday, didn't you?
I just think it's a matter of rethinking. As you say, our city is, we have to think regionally in a city, which a lot of cities don't have to do. They're small enough that maybe they have two or three different complexions that they have to deal with. And we've got 7-8 different geographic and population colors to deal with. And what's good for the corner of 76 and Rawson is not good for the corner of, pick anything at random, you know. And that's what scares people when you talk about a little bit of density or a little bit of multi-use buildings. They think you're talking about their subdivisions as well. And we just have to change that thinking.
Anything else on that? Comprehensive master plan, nothing? You got anything, Orin? Oh, that's good. See Frank and Trails Committee?
We'll be coming to the council, I think.
August 16th is the anticipated date.
A couple of months.
And one of you? I asked that the staff contact you to see if you were interested in serving on the Parks Committee.
I'm going to have to respond to the I said three commissions.
So, what's your problem?
I'm sorry.
And we on the record, I have to wait until you explain some of my actions.
She just called me.
Oh, what up, that's what.
She reviews the tapes of these meetings.
But we are going to bring two items to the council. And one will be the long-term plan for the Trails Committee. And the other is our plan for 50%. We have a memo that Nick did an excellent job putting together. We'll be discussing at the Trails Committee meeting we have on the 11th. And then we'll come back to it.
Well, it's bad news for Franklin. The Trails Committee has done an absolutely fantastic job. But I think now you have to move to the larger phase of the planning for the whole city, along with the acquisition of parkland, trails, all that. And Common Council has delegated those responsibilities to the Parks Commission. That's why I was thinking that maybe having you on there, and I know that looking at all the consultants, I think you would welcome, very much welcome your participation on it. I thought that might be a good fit because when we start talking about this trails committee, we're really talking like a 30-year to 50-year project. Although I think everyone's on board, everybody wants to see it happen. Anything else?
Well, that's it.
Maybe in the future. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
So moved second day for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, I have a motion.